I'm WBFO Blues host Pat Feltball. The Ghost Town Blues Band, headliners at WBFO's upcoming April 25th Blues Bash, are being called the next generation of blues bands and not your grandpa's blues band, and other terms to indicate that these guys are new and different. Ghost Town's frontman Matt Isbell and I had a chance to talk about this.
Well, you know, I've heard the word indie blues thrown around a whole lot. We've never tried to really put ourselves into a category, except for when we first started by calling ourselves Ghost Town Blues Band, which, you know, is almost kind of misleading with what we do. We do so much more than blues. Our average age of the band is about 30. And for blues fans, that's fairly young. You know, I see most blues fans as baby boomers, really. But at the same time, I see blues as kind of simpatico with the jam band circuit and some of that kind of stuff, you know, the more rootsy side of that. So I think it's kind of an on-ramp for people to be able to, a newer generation to listen to the blues. We've been together about 6 years. We got together in 2009. We started as a trio playing on Beale Street. And then we ended up realizing that, hey, we're the young cats on the street playing with these older guys. Maybe it's time we start something new. And sure enough, that's what we did. And we've kind of grown into this 6 to 7 piece monster.
Is there any significance to Ghost Town as a name?
Yeah. You know, when we first started out, we were playing to literally the bartender and a couple of barflies. So we always joked around and just said, hey, it's a ghost town in here. We're the Ghost Town Blues Band.
Critics have pointed out the group's use of found objects, such as push brooms and shovels as instruments. And Matt Isbell makes cigar box guitars.
I've made about 275 of these cigar box guitars. I'm always trying to think of something to come up with something else, you know? And we made this electric analog broomstick. And what I did is I took a piezo door buzzer and reversed the polarity and made it into a microphone and wired it into the brush part of the push broom. And then, you know, stuck some bottle caps and some other little items on the thing, and it works as a percussive instrument. Yeah, we pull our drummer out, Preston McEwen, behind the stage, or behind the drums, and he comes out to the front of the stage while I'm playing my grandmother's silverware chest that I've made into a guitar. And we play the title track to the new record, Hard Road to Hope. So on the CD, it opens up the whole CD. It starts out with that push broom. And actually me digging a hole in the gravel. So we mixed it all together.
You find people looking at the instruments, trying to figure out what they are?
Well, yeah, and it's also a visual element. And I always feel like a lot of people listen with their eyes. And, you know, I'm one of those musicians that I might not necessarily be the best guitarist in Memphis or anything like that. So I'm always looking for another way to capture people's attention. And you know, making the instruments and using something funky and something different that makes people kind of wake up is kind of the name of the game.
Ghost Town's lineup includes trombone, sax, guitar, keyboard, bass, and drums. And Matt wouldn't give away too many details of their show, preferring to keep it as a surprise, but he did say this.
Hopefully, we're going to be bringing Beale Street all the way up to Buffalo. And hopefully the weather will be nice. We won't have 6 feet of snow. And I'm pretty much banking on the fact that everyone's going to be shaking their butts and having a good time and singing along.
That's Matt Isbell of the Ghost Town Blues Band, headliners of the WBFO Blues Bash on April 25th here at the WBFO Studios. The Patty Parks Band is our opener, and the show is sold out. For WBFO, I'm Pat Feltball.